What stories or what kind of stories are you seeing come out of Brazil for Outsource?
Well, Mark, I think the best story that's hit Outsource magazine on Outsource was your one with Frank, the father of the Outsourcing Institute, that's in the Juicy, which has just come out, which I think is a must read for everyone. Brazil is a fascinating place for me, not being particularly offended with it from a business perspective until relatively recently when I've done a bit of reading and a bit of study into it. Obviously, the growth potential is absolutely enormous. The talent pool is very well qualified and growing at a dramatic rate. Interest specifically from domestic buy-side organizations, but also increasingly from the US, is generating a real buzz about it. The buzz hasn't really kicked off over this side of the water just yet to the same extent as it has elsewhere. I think Brazil, it doesn't have the nearshore capability for Europe as it does for, obviously, for the US and Latin American buyers. So I think that's one of the big issues. It just doesn't count as a nearshore offering for European organizations. It also has, it's got strong cultural links with Portugal, which isn't a particularly massive economy here and not a particularly huge kind of, social influence, really. So although it does have a European heritage to a great extent, it's not in the same way as, other Latin American countries have a strong relationship with Spain or other countries globally have, say, with the UK or with France. So I think there is a great buzz developing, but certainly it just hasn't really caught fire in the same way as it has over in the Western Hemisphere.
Okay, and so the individual companies don't get a lot of visibility there, but have you seen any of the trade bodies show up at conferences or anything like that?
They are starting to, and certainly there's a couple coming over for some of the conferences in the autumn conference and exhibition season that we're going to be looking at over the next few months. Certainly some of the biggest shows are going to have a big Brazilian contingent. I've been speaking to a couple of Brazilian organizations about what they're doing over here, who they're planning to target, and it sounds like there's going to be quite a big splash made, both by the state-funded bodies, investment agencies, etc., plus providers looking to secure some of the European markets. So I think I get the feeling we're at a crest of a wave here. I really do, and I think the impetus coming over from the Western Hemisphere is certainly building in terms of the mindset of buyers over here.
Okay, and given the sort of people that you're talking to about outsourcing in general, have we moved on since the recession, or is everybody still focused on the bottom line? And how does that affect a place like Brazil that's seen as a long-distance offshoring destination?
Well, I think you talk about Europe, you're talking about 27 different countries within the EU only, so it's hard to speak with one voice about that. I think the UK certainly is in a pretty parlous economic situation compared with other European countries. Germany's doing pretty well now. So I think Brazil's probably up there in people's minds as a possibility to offshore to in the same way as any other location is, with its own advantages and disadvantages. I don't think it's yet at a place where it's automatically at the top of people's agendas. Okay, I've got to see what's going on in Brazil, but I'm not necessarily going to make that priority number one. You're looking at the usual suspects: India, China, Philippines, North Africa for the French market, Eastern Europe, Central Europe. Those are still where people are going to think of primarily when they're looking to offshore. Now that is changing, and I think Brazil certainly foremost of the sort of emerging market type offshoring destinations for European buyers, but it's certainly not right up there at the moment.